Family love carnation, cause it's double rich. All the family love carnation.
Double rich.
More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
Bernie does a pretty good jingle.
Yeah, you like that jingle?
That was good, yeah. He's singing along like he knew it.
Yeah, and he stumbled into that information looking up in, I can't remember exactly how he ran into that and followed the trail, just kind of like started following the trail. And this guy, actually the concept for the milk was started here in El Paso and ended up completing it in Kent, Washington with his dairy up there. And so it's like...
It seemed to work out.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing the things that start here in El Paso and end up getting spread around the other. But do you realize that the Carnation Fountain, they ended up selling that company in the end after owning, Friskies and all these other types of foods, $3 billion.
Oh, let's do that.
Huge corporation.
That sounds like a plan there. And that's the History Alliance.
History Alliance, yes. A great group of people have got over 50,000 followers on their Facebook page.
50,000?
I think it's around 50,000 now.
Wow.
I don't know. I have to double check with Max.
A lot
but
of
it's
people.
dang near there, somewhere in that area. And if you've got some interesting history you'd like to share, or you have some questions about it or want to get involved, call Bernie Sargent, my husband, at 581-7920. And also there's another great partner we have out there, and that's the El Paso El Paso Win. Remember in El Paso. Why do I have so much
because
trouble with
you
that?
Can't remember in El Paso
I can't,
Win.
I'm just getting seen out.
What
remember
you need to do is remember
in El Paso,
Paso
Win. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, see?
Let's talk about another jingle.
No.
No.
No. Be a test on that one.
That's right. Barbara Given Bainey. She's been doing this for a long time.
Well, she puts up with us.
Oh, I know. She does.
And she's good
She
at
throws
it.
Notes at me every now and then.
But she's also got Margaret Smith working with her
I
now.
Know. There's another historical lady, a Trost family member. Talk about connections. And those two together are one heck of a force. So definitely check out that Facebook page, the Remember in El Paso Win. And, you know, if you see stories or pictures and you share them, do definitely give them credit when you do that, okay?
Oh, yeah, please. Also, the Durans are in here. We have Leo and we also have Vanessa. And we're talking about El Paso history in restaurants. And there's a guy who wants to talk about some of that before we get too into this hour. And his name is Prince. Got you on the radio. Dude, what is up?
Hello there.
Hey.
Good program.
Thank
and
you.
It's really nice to hear about the history of these different families. And I wanted to mention the Lopez family. I was really glad that a caller did mention the Lopez family. At the County Historical Commission, we are studying and evaluating the history of the hacienda and that business down there. And the Lopez family took a structure which was a bunch of stone walls. And it had a flat roof, and what they did was they actually shaped the building that we see there today with the arches in front and with the mission-type facade. They actually created that.
Well, it looks pretty good. Now, you got a committee that's trying to save that and or turn it into something?
Yes, well, we're interested in the future of it. That's about all I can say right now.
All right.
But another... comment that you might have already mentioned. I have been listening off and on this morning, but one of the real innovators and as important a development as Carnation Milk is Ashley's Manufacturing. Have
yes.
you talked about that?
Not yet. I've actually been in touch with the members of the family who were part of that company, and I'm hoping to get – I think I may have gotten them scheduled in for the first week of July. It's not certain yet. So
good. Well, an amazing
well, the
thing
Ashley
happened.
The Ashley history is truly interesting.
Right. And one of the most amazing things about that industry and that business, well, he created the industry, and I don't know who the guy was. Maybe his name was Ashley. I don't know.
Maybe Leo knows.
But one thing that he did was he mastered the skill of canning tortillas.
Right.
So that tortillas could be mailed wherever.
And Prince, let me tell you something. I was the recipient of one of those cans of tortillas after I moved away from El Paso.
A can of tortillas?
And it was like, oh, yeah. This is better than nothing, which is what we had. But it really wasn't that great.
Sure. Well, I have to tell you... a story about like that. Two events. One, I was in Saigon in 1969.
We'll make it brief here. We got another show to do here. Go ahead.
Well, the PX there in the Cholon, the Chinese city, actually had 20 feet of Ashley's products.
Oh, that's great.
On the shelves. So here I am. I'm an officer, and I go to buy some of this stuff. Oh, they said, that is not allowed. Right. All of those, all of the Ashley's products were reserved for the diplomatic corps.
Oh, my God.
14 nations were involved in the Vietnam War, and all of these embassies were all over there, and they had all that. And so I was only allowed to buy toothpaste and soap and basic needs.
You have to steal a can. All right, Prince, we've got to move on here. But well, your history is amazing, as always.
Well, let me give you a couple of more. Another restaurant.
Prince, you didn't hear me, did you? We need to move
perhaps
on.
Perhaps they could talk about is the Jacalito restaurant. And that woman changed El Paso's dining habits, too. Ask them about that.
And what's the name?
Jacalito restaurant.
What's the name of the woman?
I don't know.
Ah,
Jacalito.
But there are three or four. There's number three or four Jacalito restaurants still existing today that are descendants of her family.
Oh, that's cool. Well, as always, thank you. And I understand you're getting involved in the El Paso Archaeological Society stuff these days.
Well, I've been involved in it since 1977, when we built the Archaeology Museum.
But now they've got that house up there, that roundhouse on Adelia. I was in there yesterday.
Oh.
That is bizarre. We'll have to talk about that sometime. All right, Prince, as always, thanks for calling.
Oh, and by the way, that garage sale was canceled, correct? Yeah, I was going to send Bernie up there, and I just happened to call him. He told me it was canceled, so don't go to the garage sale.
There is no garage sale there because they figured out a liability. They're going to do a yard sale, but not today.
Yes.
Stay tuned for that.
Yeah,
because
we'd mentioned it, so we got to
talk to the crowd that we have here, and they are the crowd known as the Durans. And, Leo, you had a whole bunch of some questions raised there. Any addressing of that?
Well, I just had a flashback on the Jacalito restaurants. I recall a friend of my parents back when, and I'm going at least 40, 50 years plus, and her name was Norma Duran, no relationship.
Ah.
I think that was her maiden name, Duran. Hendrickson, Norma Hendrickson, yeah. Curtis, Norma and Curtis Hendrickson.
Well,
okay.
A lot of these family restaurants start with grandma knew how to cook.
Exactly.
And then
exactly.
they institutionalize that. So, and turned it into a business, and that's kind of happened at your place.
I remember that name, Norma Duran, so I think that was one of the Jacalitos.
Well, and what else do you have on your cards that we need to know? We have another caller on hold here, but...
Okay. No, I just wanted to expand a little bit on the Texas Hall of Honor Award. You know, just wanted to share that the Texas Restaurant Association represents the state's $66 billion in the restaurant industry, with more than 48,000 locations in the state.
And those are probably independent operators, generally speaking.
Independent, all included. And we have about 1.3 million jobs across the state. So it's quite a economic driver.
Restaurants are for real around here. Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And El Paso is just going like crazy with restaurants anymore.
Oh. And with the Texas Restaurant Association wanted to share the fact that to get to the Hall of Honor, the criteria includes significant time and energy that is devoted to the benefit of TRA and its members and the local chapters. So to qualify, you must also gain proper recognition for the restaurant industry and help to build a better and more positive image. There are five recipients here in El Paso, starting to about 1983, I believe, if my history corrects me. The first recipient back then was Leon Gillespie. Now, he used to be the owner, he and his wife, of the Gillespie's Steakhouse, and that was the
Five Points
area.
Yeah.
I believe it's now where the bus station is.
Yeah, I think it's gone.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's long gone, but it really had a colorful history from what I was told. I was too little back
then. Did you ever
go
in there to eat?
With my parents,
yeah,
but I was,
same here.
You know, I was still so little, but I remember they used to have some great music there, the Los Churumbeles.
Well, I felt like I was in a fancy place.
Right. Oh, yeah, that was high end.
This is a fancy place.
That was definitely high end. So wanted to mention that Leon was the first recipient of the Hall of Honor, the highest honor that can be bestowed by the Texas Restaurant Association.
And this is from a bunch of competitors.
You know, it is statewide. Yeah. Statewide. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. The second recipient was Guillermo Memo Avila of the Avila's Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
Followed with Anthony Duncan.
What'd he have?
He's got the
Pelicans Tavern,
Hudson's, right?
The
Ale House.
Been around a long time.
Oh yeah, Anthony's been one of the longest members of the Texas Restaurant Association, and we have Bonnie Dominguez from the Moe's Restaurant, which closed about 4 years ago. Yeah. Right, she took over that restaurant from her daddy. And then, of course, myself, Leo Duran. So there's five recipients from El Paso.
That's cool.
So it's really, you know, a colorful history.
And we've got your fancy picture up with your tie on Facebook now if they want to see what you look like. I presume that's your award picture.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Is. I mean, a tie is a special thing.
That was the award that we took our grandson, and I was worried about getting his tie on, you know, at the same time. He comes up to me from a separate room with my daughter, and he had his tie on. And I said, how'd you do that? There's YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
of course.
Okay, great.
You learn how to tie a tie on YouTube.
Absolutely.
Now, your family's in town. Who are your other, who are your siblings, Vanessa?
There's five of us all together.
Who's in town?
Right now, who's in town would be my sister, Rachel.
Uh-huh.
She's in town. And then it would be my brother, Henry, his wife, Laura, and our niece, Sochi.
So they're going to have a party today, some kind. Which is why you can't go to Pepe's today.
Right.
But you might go to Pepe's someday.
Oh, yes, definitely.
We've got to get you out there to see what you think of that.
I definitely will.
Because then you'll have another restaurant in your quiver of experiences. Okay, we got a caller here named Jamie. Jamie, thanks for holding. What is up?
Hi. First of all, I want to thank Mr. Duran for donating so many pounds and pounds of food for the migrants and help feeding them. Thank you
very
much.
We haven't heard about that yet. Tell us, what do you do?
Oh, my goodness. Well, at our church, we're housing migrants, and every week, he has helped to feed them.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Thank you, Leo, and thank you for telling us, Jamie.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
what else?
And
second, when you were talking about the Hacienda, do you all remember they used to have the melodramas down there?
That was down the street.
No, it was at the Hacienda.
Oh, was it at the Hacienda?
I beg
you. Yeah, they opened up that outdoor patio, you mean?
Outdoor patio with Al Urich, yes.
Right.
Oh, okay. Because I know they had one down the street and then sometime back,
You're absolutely
right.
Yeah,
no, they had them right there on the patio.
Oh.
Yeah. And then when you were talking about Ashley's, do you all remember the big swimming pool? Not swimming pool, but...
No.
A goldfish pond?
Yes, absolutely.
It was not a swimming pool. It wasn't supposed to,
supposed to be
a swimming pool.
There may have been a few people that went swimming.
But those goldfish were huge. Remember that?
Huge, yes.
And they learned to eat tostados pretty quick.
Yeah. And frijoles.
Yes, indeed. Oh, you fed them beans? Oh, no, I threw in tostados.
No wonder they got so big.
Oh, that's it. And as I said, we're trying to get that crowd in here. Maybe early July we'll hear some of that history. Because Ashley's is another piece of this history here.
Yeah, okay. Thank you all so much for your program. I just love it.
Thank you,
Thank
Jamie.
Thank you for calling.
You take her easy.
I didn't know they had melodramas at the... When was that?
I wasn't in town for the 70s,
80s,
90s.
I got here in 87, so it was probably pre-me. When I got here, they were doing... Or they just started up doing the one down the street on Paisano. Down by where the... Just not far from there, there was a building. They did some melodramas down there just across from... The old mills down there.
Really?
Yeah, but it didn't last very long. So,
well,
that was the facade that was across the street in the scrapyard over there.
Oh.
That's what was left of it. So.
Well, the restaurant should come back at some point. I would love to see that. Or maybe a visitor center.
I didn't win the lottery last night. So.
No. The building is so historic, though.
It is.
Yes.
Something should happen there.
Hopefully.
You know,
I just don't know
a museum.
How it's located or situated now with all the construction.
It's gotten a little bit better, but not much.
Yeah.
It's still hard to get to.
That's where the Mexican-American Cultural Center should be.
Good point.
Or under the spaghetti bowl. Pick one, but downtown is...
Yeah. No, I like the Hacienda better. Well, I think that's more proper.
Yeah, the price tag is a little...
Location.
Yeah,
how to get to it.
The price tag on La Hacienda is a little higher, I think.
It could be. There could be a deal. Could be met.
Oh, okay. Win the lottery, we'll talk. In the meantime, let's take a break here and do trivia. What is the trivia about Leo Duran, Vanessa Duran, their restaurant, What they did, I'm vamping until you find your piece of paper.
I was writing notes and I didn't recognize it. Okay, the trivia today is, what was the original name of L&J Restaurant when it was opened in 1927?
Now, that's on the menu. You have your history on the menu.
Can't miss that one.
So if you read the menu.
And we talked about it earlier today.
Okay, so state the question again.
What was the original name of the L&J Restaurant when it first opened in 1927?
Okay, this question one.
And what is Leo's wife's signature red salsa called?
And you have two answers to that?
Not really.
We'll let them decide.
But if
we'll let
there
them
was
decide.
A couple of names mentioned, and we'll let them decide. They can be there. They can be the
By
judges.
The way, before we go to break, I want to thank the crowd in the control room. Shelly's
right.
working diligently in there.
Yes,
on the phone.
Pulling
probably,
her hair out.
Probably
please.
Not listening to me as we speak. And Sergio is sitting there ready to push the button so he
yes.
doesn't have his little
he crowd
in the
He doesn't go deaf, yes.
But we got to thank him in anyway. One, two, three.
Sergio Valenzuela!
Yay! He scored a goal. But we had his crowd was all tied up in
That's
the next
right.
break. So, okay, questions are ready?
Questions
they're out
ready.
There?
They're out there.
Okay, what year did it start up?
What year? No, what was the name?
Oh, it was the name.
Of the first name of L&J's restaurant when it opened. And what was the name of the signature salsa at the restaurant?
We got to know that.
That's right.
And
call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Message and data rates may apply. Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PROUD to 79645. That's P-R-O-U-D to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's Program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PROUD to 79645. That's P-R-O-U-D. To 79645.
Summer is approaching. Now it's time to kick things off right and heat up your summer dating strategy the right way with the Match app. Match has created millions of love stories. Number one in first and second dates. Number one in marriages. And when it comes to making babies, well, over a million are on the planet because of Match. The Match app actually gives you the chance to carefully review profiles versus quickly flipping through them. And you can view photos, read more about the people you see, build that early connection with that person who could be your forever person. Try for yourself. Download the Match app for free today.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. But now there is a quick and easy to use solution, a natural solution. Snore Stop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, Snore Stop. You saved my marriage.
It's time to try Snore Stop and make every night a better night for both of you. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at snorestop.com.
Win tickets before anyone can buy them.
iHeartRadio, let's go!
To our 2019 iHeartRadio Music Festival starring Alicia Keys, Cage the Elephant, Camila Cabello, Chance the Rapper, Def Leppard, French Montana, Halsey, Heart, Her, Miley Cyrus, Mumford & Sons, Tim McGraw, Zach Brown Band. Our 2019 iHeartRadio Music Festival. Keep it here to win your trip to Vegas. And set a reminder for our exclusive Capital One cardholder presale starting Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern for a limited time.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
And to the question that we had on Facebook, somebody said, they do a lot of Uber driving and Lyft driving, and they'd like to get a discount because they send people to hell and jail. And the answer is no.
He did add a LOL.
No,
after
he was
that.
Laughing when
God
he did
knows
that.
Better.
But in the meantime, they're plenty busy.
Well, that shows how much everybody loves the food there.
It's nice of you to refer
them. We take
them.
People there, tours, yeah. We get journalists in. So.
I want to tell you people, folks, coming in here next week is going to be an interesting guest, Jim Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim Paul, while he currently runs Hospice El Paso, which is its own thing, his history has been the athletic director of NMSU, which got him into all kinds of stuff. But the funnest, that's the word I'm using, the funnest times in El Paso baseball in the history were with the Diablos when they rocked the Dudley Dome. Do you remember the Dudley Dome, Leo?
Oh, I do.
It had absolutely. No dome, but we called it the Dudley Dome. Anyway.
Never mind. I'll ask when he gets there why they called it that.
But it's just a made-up thing.
Well, there was a reason that they did that, though. I read it somewhere. So.
And Paul Strelzin was in the mess. Oh, my God. Anyway, Jim Paul's on next week. And after that, a repeat. This is. I got to tell Larry Francis he'll be on again, but he doesn't have to show up.
Yeah, he can listen to himself.
Listen to himself. It's a repeat from earlier, and that was a very interesting program on El Paso Electric and the history, which is now incredibly relevant because Larry has already been quoted as saying he doesn't think the current merger is a good idea. Sale is a good idea. So anyway, but guest on the 29th of June is Chris Orwell from Alamogordo. At the Space Museum.
That's going to be a good one.
Oh, boy.
Captain Orwell. Yes. Okay.
Director.
No, I'm going back to when he was a submarine captain.
Was he actually a captain?
I think, yes, he was a captain.
Commander.
Commander.
See?
Well, no, he also was a... No, I didn't...
Move on to the next event,
yes.
Which is...
Trivia.
You
Trivia.
Ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, we have on the phone here is Anna. Anna, shall we repeat the questions for you?
Anna?
Why are we not hearing Anna?
Hello, Anna.
Sergio, where's Anna?
Anna.
Don't see Anna.
I don't know where Anna
Sergio,
is.
Sergio, did you find Anna for us? Hello, is Anna on
I
the
think
phone?
Anna's there. Anna!
You know what?
Wait, I just...
Okay.
Can you hear me?
There
now,
she is.
Now.
She's going, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
That was my fault. I apologize. Because we have 1, 2, 3 phone lines. But the calls came in 312, and I blew it. So,
okay, yeah.
No, it's my bad. I admit it.
Was the first question answered Tony's place?
Nope. You're
okay.
The first one.
But okay. She just answered the question.
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. So, what was the original name of Ellen J's restaurant when it first opened? Was, repeat for me?
Tony's place.
There you go.
Hey, the crowd goes wild.
And I wanted to tell Mr. Polk that I heard you talking about La Hacienda. And my daughter and I go to La Hacienda very often, and she remembers when Manny, who's one of the waiters there, mm-hmm. used to play the tricks. But I did call Mr. Apodaca, Mr. Polk, and told him to call you, okay?
Fair enough. I appreciate that. But also,
I gave him a call and told him to call you.
And that restaurant now is called Amigos, and it's about a block off of Cotton? Montana.
And, yeah. And they just, you know, they had a bad fire.
Oh, yeah, but you know what it was?
Sign.
It was a sign, a neon
yep.
sign.
Right.
Watch your neon signs, Leo Duran. It toasted the place from the front.
Yeah.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it was awful.
But it's
they
back.
Were closed for 7 months.
Glad they're back.
They're up and running now. But yes, and I would love the gift certificate to Pepe's.
Ah, gift certificate to Pepe's for Anna. Thanks for calling. Can you hold
thanks.
On a moment here?
Sure.
Well,
thank you.
Thanks for calling. And also, Shelley will tell you how to pick that up. All right, going in order. Which is what, David, I was listening to your breathe a while ago, and it was the wrong phone call. Sorry about that. But now David's here, right, David?
Oh, no.
Don't do that to me, David. Okay, we'll go to Bob. Bob, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here, Jack.
Okay, we threw away David. He got lost.
We have the second question left.
Talk to this lady.
And this is going to be what is Leo's wife's signature red salsa called?
Well, we normally just call it the red one, but I learned on your show today it is called Tombstone, right?
Oh, wait a minute. Now, one of you says yes and one of you says no.
We got a head shake.
Now, wait a minute. Vanessa says yes. Leo says no. What?
On the face of the jar, it says Ellen J. Red Salsa.
But we called it Tombstone on the air, so we're going to give it to him.
Yeah,
okay. We have to give it to him.
Let me point out something, because when I looked up for the trivia questions, when I looked online, there was an article that was done. I can't remember where I found it, but it said that they called it Tombstone Salsa. That's why I had it there originally. So
well, I think Bob now.
Two to one.
Bob thinks it's named Tombstone now, but so do I.
Well, I like tombstone salsa. Tombstone.
Well, the thing is, Leo, if Bob walks in and asks for some tombstone sauce, you'll know what to give him.
Absolutely.
Well, being near the restaurant across from the cemetery, you could call it Concordia Cemetery Salsa.
I mean, Boot Hill, but no, they've already got a name.
We'll get a percentage for the cemetery.
It's already got a name, and Bob, we're going to give it to Bob, right?
Yes,
okay,
I
Bob,
think so.
You got yourself a certificate to Pippi's.
Thank you very much. I just want to let you know, whenever our daughters fly in from out of town, that's the first place we have to go when we leave the airport. And I love the fact you have the old Southwest Airlines Spirit magazines up on the wall. We always try and get the table right underneath those.
Oh, that's so a good thank you. It's a traditional
great
place
thank
for good
you
food. All right, Bob, hold on here. Shelley will tell you how to pick this up, all right?
Thank you very much.
Thanks for playing here.
Thanks
and
for playing and listening.
It's an interesting thing to sit here with Leo Duran and Vanessa, and they have this wonderful restaurant at L&J, and we're giving away food at Pepe's.
Yeah, I know you like that.
And well, you know, Pepe's is up and coming, and we're helping them where we can.
Great.
You guys don't need advertising. You know, we won't bother you with that.
We'll see what they need to do is they need to give us a certificate at Pepe's, and then they can come over and eat their food.
Well, no, I've already offered to buy them lunch at Pepe's, but today's not a good day for that. So, but the rest of us are going, and you had the special was the green
chicken enchiladas.
Correct.
Now, you want to taste them at Pepe's just to see how they do them, right?
I just like green chili and anything.
Whatever, yeah, you're like I am.
They are, huh? So be it. All right. Well, that's trivia for the day here. And we got to take another break. Hey, right, sir? See, last time I missed the break. It's kind of like, so what?
Yeah, oh, well.
Well, he caught me.
Fire
hey,
us.
What have you done on Facebook
I'm
lately?
I'm putting their picture up right now as soon as I get there. So as soon as we go to break, I'll have their picture up.
You'll take a break?
That's right.
544-5876
or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15-minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real-life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck, and here are this week's top podcasts on the iHeartRadio app.
Number 5.
The Joe Rogan Experience.
Number 4.
Life Will Be the Death of Me with Chelsea Handler.
Number 3.
The Ron Burgundy Podcast.
Number 2.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Number 1.
NBC's Songland Podcast.
I've been writing songs since I was a kid. I think of myself as a songwriter just as much as I am a singer.
Check out these and all of your favorite podcasts, all free, on the iHeartRadio app. Number 1 for podcasts.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
And guess what we're doing now, this week only in El Paso, Inc.
What are the chances El Paso will get its own law school? Find out what supporters think it will take to start one on the border.
Also in the Inc., the first woman to lead Joint Task Force North talks about how cartels are diversifying and what it's like to be a female brigadier general.
Ooh. And after an Upper Valley home was vandalized, arrests were made, but the investigation was far from ordinary. That one I want to find out
about. Oh, it's unusual. I know the details on that one. El Paso's Business Journal, El Paso Inc., is available for home and business delivery.
To read El Paso Inc. and to order your subscription, go online to elpasoinc.com.
Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra, several El Paso police officers have been seriously injured in motorcycle crashes while serving as funeral escorts. Police Chief Greg Allen has issued a moratorium, and that's the subject of ABC 7 Extra Sunday.
What needs to happen to keep police safe? Join Saul Sines Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7 Extra.
Sorry, that was me kicking it.
He just fell over.
When you hit the desk in here, everybody knows it. Goodness. All right, Leo Duran's here. Vanessa's here. We got a caller on the phone. Flip a coin. You want to talk to the caller?
Absolutely.
Are you ready to go? Carol, you're on the radio because Leo said so.
Yes. This has been an interesting conversation this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've always been under the impression that Casita Linda was under the management of part of the Terrazas family.
That is my understanding as well, if my memory serves me. You're right. Casa Linda up on Hondo Pass, correct?
Right.
Yes, that's also an extended, I believe, family of the Terrazas family.
Well, good.
Yes.
Good. I appreciate you mentioning that.
Yes, thank
they're
you.
Everywhere.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
That's what I was saying.
That's it?
You need
okay.
to do a family tree.
That was it for her.
Absolutely. We got to do a family tree.
The family tree of the restaurants because El Paso is such a small community in its own way that everybody seems to be related. And I think it'd be really interesting to do a historical family tree of the restaurants here.
Well, at one point, there were interesting men who had restaurants in corners of the county. You had the guy, and he's still there out there at Indian Cliffs. Then you had Chip John's downtown here. Then you had. It was Griggs up on that end of the world.
Okay.
And then there was somebody else. There was all these individual people that were really sort of kingpins in their world. And you being where you are, you're still there. But there's a lot of people that could be in that book.
Oh, quite a few.
Who could write it but yourself? I mean,
you know, that's something to do in the years to come, hopefully, you know, retirement phase.
Another thing you have to do, Leo Duran. No, you don't.
Well, yes. I got to learn how to say no.
Well, what you might want to do is just dictate it and say, if you want to transcribe it, there's my book.
Right. But talking about other restaurants, you know, the Coney Island.
Oh, my God.
The legendary Coney Island. Mm-hmm. How can we forget about that? You know, that is, I think we all grew up on Coney Islands at one point or another.
Right there in the park?
Yep. Right across north of the San Jacinto Plaza. You know, that was a history maker. I remember going as a toddler, you know, not toddler, just teenage years, going to the movies downtown, to the Capri, the Plaza, the State.
Wasn't there a theater right there in that block with the...
The Crawford.
Where that was.
I believe the Crawford.
And the Patterson's Photo Supply was there for a while before it moved on to Montana?
Montana, correct.
But it was right there at the park.
Absolutely, yeah. And I loved the chili bean, the hot dogs, the staples that made, you know, Coney Island, you know, famous.
Well, you know, they revived that for a little while up on Mesa, not far from the radio station. So we went there for a while, but it didn't quite make it. It just wasn't the same.
No, and then they reopened again further up, you know, I think. There was one opened up earlier in between there where Papa John's is by UTIP.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the Coney Island, Junior Coney Island.
Junior. 20 years ago.
Right, but also that was short-lived as well. But it was run by the same family, so...
You know, another making a comeback is Lucky Boy.
Yes, up there right now in Piedras.
Piedras.
Right.
And he's like across the street from Kiki's or somewhere right in there.
Right.
And his family was the crowd that ran the original.
The original is Nando, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
They do bands in there now, and they do what they can to get a crowd.
True, true.
And I've been there a few times lately.
Yeah, the old Lucky Boy. Gosh.
Well, you know, they had them everywhere. There wasn't just one restaurant, Lucky Boy.
Right.
There were
right.
dozens of those things.
Quite a few of them, and also, I mean, great burgers. I mean, I remember, you know, eating quite a few growing up. Gosh, what was the other ones besides the Lucky Boys? Swanky Frankie, I think.
Swanky Frankie.
The pizza parlors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The original charcoaler was across the street from where we're sitting right now.
original.
The original.
Right.
And now it's up the street. And but have you seen that lately?
The one on Airways?
No.
The new one.
The charcoal.
Oh, yeah.
With the kids bought it, and they're building skyscrapers out there or whatever.
Exactly.
That's good luck to that.
Right.
But the restaurant business in El Paso is a lot of fun because everybody has got some opinion on it. Here's one that's about gone, I'm guessing, is Elmer's.
Right.
Elmer's didn't get the rent figured out. The landlord wants to put in something else in there, and so that's going to change over, it looks like.
I know. And such colorful history. I mean, really, with Elmer's, back then there was no Kentucky Fried, no churches.
This was everything.
That was the famous broasted chicken. Our parents would take us in there, grab a bucket of chicken and their famous potato jams, otherwise known as tater tots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh my God. And it's the original one, as I remember, was there on Paisano, and I don't know the cross street.
And the guy's name was Elmer.
Right.
Apparently.
Right. Uh-huh.
You knew a guy named Elmer? Yeah, sure.
A great broasted chicken. I mean, they had these kettles, these vats out there where they would just steam the chicken. And it was so tasty. I got to tell you, my favorite was the drumsticks.
Of course.
I would devour the bone and all.
No.
Literally.
He
still does.
It was so tender.
The dark skin's always so good.
The bone was so tender that literally you could eat the bone. It was so good.
Really?
I would hope that they, get past their problems and come back, but somehow or another. Yeah.
Institution. It was like a local village inn or something.
That's really something to me. I've been there a couple of times. It's like something really left out of the 40s and 50s, you know? Like, wow, you go in there and that's not changed.
Shelly, what do you got in there? You got somebody on the phone there? We have, Dorothy. Oh, Dorothy from Oz? No, this is just normal Dorothy.
Click your red heels.
Hey,
yes.
Dorothy, good morning. We got you on the radio.
Good morning. I miss Ben's Tacos. That used to be down over Paisano, not on Paisano, but over on Second.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
over
yeah. Potato.
And
yeah, potato
moved,
tacos.
And then they moved to George Dieter, and they just couldn't keep the supply, and I don't know where they are.
You're absolutely right. I don't think they're around anymore, but that was another great little restaurant off of Paisano.
Well, thank you for mentioning that.
You don't know if anyone knows. Is there any way you could post their number or et cetera?
Well, if we hear, we'll let you.
You've just asked, and we'll see if somebody responds.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. You take her easy. And what we're looking for there is which restaurant?
Ben's Tacos.
Ben's Tacos. Ben's Tacos. You know what happened to Ben. Call us up, 544-5876.
Right. Is that kind of like we had chorizo with potatoes or something?
Just mostly a potato-filled taco.
The phones are just continually ringing.
Oh, my gosh.
This one's
everybody's
named,
getting hungry.
This one's Ruben. Ruben, what's for lunch, Ruben?
I'm hungry. Are we going to Pepe's today?
Yes!
Yes, we are.
Ruben, how's it going, dude?
It's going. Well, good morning to your guests and, of course, to yourself and Miss Melissa.
Good morning, sir.
Mr. Escandon, how are we today?
I'm doing well. Getting ready to go start some weddings today. How about that?
Ooh. Oh, my God. And you're going to go by Rosa's Cantina on the way, aren't you?
No, that's on the way home.
Oh, my God.
Afterwards.
But that's another restaurant
to talk about. Either that or L&J, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if you're over there. So what else is on your mind? You're always up to something.
Hey, touching base here about, I don't know if you guys mentioned earlier, I missed the first 30 minutes or so.
You're fired.
In 2006, I believe, when we had those major storms, there was some damage, and Leo had asked me about helping him repair some work inside the restaurant. And in the demolition part, there was we uncovered some paintings on the wall.
Oh, he mentioned that, and you did, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, Leo, did you ever find who did those or where those came from? I mean, I've tried to research it myself, and really nothing's popped up, but this is, we preserve the paintings behind glass, and then it's a pretty cool mural there on that wall.
I didn't know you were involved in that.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Ruben.
Absolutely. But no, Ruben, I don't know anything about it other than it's been there, probably for ages and ages. Someone said that I could probably get in touch with somebody at UTEP that could probably go out there and do some kind of a study.
Take a look at it.
They're talking about ground radar. And Graham Rader on the works on the walls just fine.
And you somebody from the art department,
the art,
maybe.
Yeah, from the art
department. You mean the art, sure.
The art. Yeah. Yeah,
are they painted on the wall? Or are they
It's on the wall. Exactly.
It's actually on the wall. It's actually on the wall. Right. Part of that wall collapsed, and when we were trying to, we were deciding whether to just, restrengthen that wall, that painting came up when I got the sheet, the siding off of it. And all of a sudden, here it was. So we were able to preserve. I mean, the colors are beautiful. It's like a farm picture with carretas. And
right.
So it's a period piece. You know, it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's an drawing. Yeah. Oñate did that.
It probably is. So aside from the delicious food, you can go enjoy the artwork, too. How about that?
By Oñate. That's very good.
A great conversation piece.
Thank you, Ruben. You take her easy.
See you, Ruben.
All right, you too.
All right. See you in the streets. All right, we got more people stirred up here. Do you have something you just have to tell us now? I mean, you got good stuff sitting there.
Oh, no, I'm just talking about different restaurants. We were talking about, the Lucky Boy now on Piedras, and we had touched bases on Kiki's, you know, which was founded, as we know, by Paula Yardini, you know, several years ago. Now Hector has had it for several years.
Yep.
But there was another restaurant up there, and I believe it was the Kiki's location before, and I'm trying to see if anybody out there remembers.
You mean at the Kiki's exact location?
I'm almost positive.
That's Piedras and what is that street?
Mobile?
Mobile. That's Mobile.
It was Keg and something. I don't know, but I remember going in there, I believe before it was Kiki's. And that was another
restaurant.
Okay,
there's the question out there.
Well, it looks like it was set up as a bar initially overall anyway,
right,
so maybe
exactly.
It was like a pub.
So if anybody
whatever.
Remembers.
Well, let's try Carlos. Carlos may know. Carlos, what do you think?
Well, great restaurant. Leo, you're talking about the Coney Island? Well, man, that's where we used to go after the movies.
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Coney Island, ten, I still remember the prices. 10 cents regular hot dogs, 15 cents chili dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You used to line them up.
Yes, it was right between the Playmate strip bar and the new Mint.
There
the barrel houses right there, man.
Wow.
What kind of strip club?
The Playmate.
Yeah. Well, I was a little too young there, but I used to pick and play. But then it was another restaurant, guys, at the California. Right there on San Antonio and Cotton.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh,
uh-huh.
California.
That was a small place, but it was good food there.
That's one that's on Texas now, I believe. The California
Cafe. Yes, they
changed
it to Texas. Yes,
right,
uh-huh.
Exactly.
See, Leo needs to write this book. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks.
Yes. All right, guys. Great show.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for listening.
Easy. All right, I got one more caller for this hour. This is Art.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
I used to remember a restaurant, La Paloma. My mom and my dad used to take me there, and that's when there was no tortilla machines for flour or corn, and they used to make the best flour tortillas.
Absolutely.
And with butter, that's all I had. Remember that restaurant, La Paloma?
I do. I remember the one in Northeast.
I got to get rid of that call. That went weird.
I'm sorry,
Northeast, and then there was, I believe, one downtown. There was two or three of them. I believe there was a family by the name of Esparza. I may be wrong, but I'm almost sure it's Esparza, but famous, also very good Mexican food, and their burritos, like you said, before the machines were around, these were all handmade.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
So we have two questions out there. What was the Ben's, I think, was that
Ben's,
one?
Ben's Tacos.
What was Ben's Tacos?
They're still around.
And what was in Kiki's location before Kiki?
Right.
It might have
exactly.
been Kiki. I don't know. I don't know was if there was another one there or not.
No,
Leo Duran is in the house, but we'll take a break here. And Vanessa is here.
That's
taking
right.
a break. Come back in a moment with final questions and thoughts. Shall we do that?
We'll do that.
Put the phone number out there. What the heck?
Oh, and I have their picture up on Facebook. Go to the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page.
And what is that? Okay, we'll get back in just a minute.
Okay.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to forhims.com/play. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, fourhymns.com/play. That's fourhymns.com/play for your first month for just $5. fourhymns.com/play.
Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at indeed.com/hire.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits to transfer? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text ASU to 35517. Learn for yourself why ASU is ranked number one for innovation by U.S. News and World Report. And learn to thrive with Arizona State University. For more information about ASU Online, text ASU to 35517. That's ASU to 35517.
The Westside's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Wrestler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new Westside Providence Hospital. Las Mansiones features three-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Mansiones, 915-704-1776.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got Rosemary on the phone. We're going to put Rosemary on the radio. Good morning, Rosemary.
Oh, good morning. I'm very glad that you guys got to mention the Coney Island, because it took me way back to when I was a little girl.
Oh, yeah.
My grandmother and my mother and my aunts, we used to travel on the bus from the center of Tigua. And we used to get off the bus, and the first thing I used to do was turn around and look over there. Coney Island was there, and I knew that after our shopping or movies or whatever, we would stop by and pick up those delicious hot dogs. His name was Benny, and I know that because I was holding on to their hand, and they would go in there and say, "Hey, hola, Benny, ¿cómo están?" You know, in Spanish, it would saludar him and everything. Oh, man, it brought me to tears just thinking about it.
Well, oh, good old days.
Celebrate
yeah.
with a lunch yeah. at L&J's today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for mentioning Benny. God bless his soul.
Thank yes. you. Thanks for calling. You take
Bye, guys.
We got more callers coming in right now. I'm not sure we're going to get to them. You callers during the break answered off the air the question of Kiki's predecessors in the location.
Right.
And they were?
Pikes, and that was the one. And before then, I think it was Keg and Fork.
Shelley, there's two callers. I don't know if we're going to get to them. We'll see what happens. Leo Duran is here with Vanessa. We're just about out of time. I guess if somebody wants to know more about some of this stuff, can they come knock on the door at your office?
Absolutely.
At L&J one day. And if you're in town.
Or if not, even our daughter's there. We'd be glad to answer, you know, any questions that the public might have.
So what are your thoughts about having gotten this far in life? You're almost to your 50th high school reunion.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up next year, around the corner.
I know it is.
Yeah. It's, you know, like I said, having the history and the responsibility of running a restaurant, one that's almost 92 years in history, is quite unique. You know, the oldest operating restaurant here in El Paso, and like I said, we have the Leos also that were, you know, legendary and still have one location. with over 65 years. Mo's Mexican restaurant unfortunately closed, but I think they celebrate 60 years. There's several long-time businesses.
Well, the central restaurant downtown. Cafe Central.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's a long history there.
That's very long.
Vanessa, what are your thoughts? I mean, you're now looking to take over this restaurant business big time?
I am. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to keeping that legacy going.
Well, you've got a pretty good strong legacy background.
Yes.
So what are your thoughts? I mean, are you behind the different things we see coming out of L&J?
A little bit, yes.
A little more social media than he used to.
Oh, definitely the social media.
I figured that wasn't Leo. That had to be you.
The social media, the caterings.
The social media, the caterings, and also on the menu is the lifestyle changes that we see now. Is the vegetarian, vegan options. So those are, you know, some of the things that she's developed.
Good stuff here. Leo Duran, Vanessa Duran, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
We're out of time here. The rest of us are going to go to Pepe's. And you're invited, but this is not your day.
Take a rain check.
Thank you for that. We'll get you out there at some point. Melissa, shall we do this again next week?
We shall do it next week.
We have Jim Paul coming in next
week. I know. It'll be a fun show.
More interesting than you imagine, I think.
Interesting stuff.
We'll see. And Control Room, thank you for being busy in there today. Everybody else, go to ephistory.com for details about the radio show and the podcast. They're on
there. The podcast. Get on there.
Next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage, ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in